You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion. Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Back from London and other places. Hi, Penny. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well. How's your holiday been? You've been all over the world.
Well, not really. I just went to the UK, France and Dubai on the way home.
Ooh la la.
Which is pretty cool.
That is very cool. Are you bringing us a little bit of London today on fashion? What are we talking about?
I thought we could talk about the bearskin caps that the soldiers wear normally at Buckingham Palace and the Tower of London.
Aha, so the big fuzzy black caps that the guys in the red uniforms wear, yes?
Yes, that's the one. Funnily enough, they weren't wearing them at Buckingham Palace when I went along, and I was there about 2 days after the coronation. But they were definitely wearing them at the Tower of London, which I think is, you know, the tourist kind of side of things.
Yeah.
So
what do they wear when they're not wearing them?
They just wear like a little kind of peaked cap, you know, like normal army outfits.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so they're the military headdress described as iconic, bearskin caps of the soldiers who guard the Queen, the now King. And there's actually 14 countries who wear versions of the bearskin cap, which I found quite amazing.
Yeah.
And Italy and Sweden are the only two that use synthetic fur.
Oh, come on, yes. Guys.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's quite shocking. So they're made of culled Canadian black bear fur. Oh. The officers wear female brown bear, which is dyed black because it's a thicker fur.
So why do they need thicker? Oh, it's just the aesthetic, isn't it?
Yeah,
right,
it's just
I see.
Aesthetic.
Just to keep them warm? There's not. they're so huge, you know, their heads don't go all the way out. They're not all Marge Simpson, so.
Yeah, it's weird when you get to the reason why, which I'll come to. But this other thing is quite fascinating. They wear the chain strap under their lip, their bottom lip, not their chin.
Oh, really? What?
Yeah, so if you look at pictures, you'll notice that it's never under the chin. It's because they, when they were at war, because they were worn in war, if they got shot and their head fell back, it would make their neck break.
Oh my God. This seems like the least practical bit of war gear ever. Just wear something less targetable than a bloody 2 meter tall bearskin pole on your head.
I'm aghast.
It's pretty crazy, eh? And it's originally, it came from European countries, and it was the grenadier units who were the people charged with throwing small bombs, grenades, and they wore cloth caps trimmed with fur. And over the time, they kind of evolved into the grenadiers and armies of France, Spain, and Great Britain. And they started wearing the tall hats with metal front plates, and it was because it made them look taller and more imposing, and this is why they wear them.
What? No, that's a stupid reason. It's like wearing platform shoes. It's like giving Tom Cruise a little, you know, box to stand on. Just don't try.
The
anti-short
king war.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they were still worn up until the outbreak of World War One. Actually in, like, you know, during war when they were fighting.
God. Yeah. Imagine being conscripted into the bloody war and then being told you have to wear a stupid hat as well.
A
terrible time all round.
Well, you know,
this is why you should get involved in peace action, everybody. You know, yeah,
no more stupid hats.
But it was like actually only the grenadiers, which are the people throwing the grenades, up until the Battle of Waterloo, which is 1815. Mm. So, and then there were other regiments that were awarded the honour of wearing the hat as well.
It's like wearing a badge at school. It's like, it's an honour, but...
Please don't get, like, you know, getting an award in class for doing something that makes you look like a nerd, and you're like, please don't give it to me.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody's seen the pictures from the last week of the heatwave in the UK and all the poor people passing out in their big stupid hats.
They're wearing a bear on their head pretty much.
Yeah.
It's so large.
And it's a whole bear as well.
No.
So it takes, one per bear. And they're 18 inches high, which is 11 inches in the front and 16 at the back. But they've been known to be 23 inches.
This is ridiculous. My jaw is on the floor.
Yeah. And they weigh 1.5 pounds, which is about 700 grams. So it's like quite a lot.
Oh my God. And you'd have to carry that on your lower lip. No, thank you. That is dreadful.
And imagine how hot it is. And they cost £650 each and last, if they're well looked after, they last for about 50 years.
Oh my goodness. Only 50 years still feels like, I mean, if you're making a hat out of an entire bear, you kind of want it to be a forever hat, you know?
Yeah, totally. And And there's different plumes. So the Coldstream Guards, which are the oldest, they wear red plumes. The Scottish don't have any plume. I don't know why. The Irish have blue and the Welsh have a white, green, white stripe. And they take turns in guarding Buckingham Palace and the Tower of London. So when you go, you can see the plumes or no plumes. And
work out where they're from.
Yeah. And that also defines their place in the trooping of the guards.
Now, what is the trooping of the guards again?
So that's when the king goes and inspects all the military to see if they're all looking good. Yeah.
How would he know?
Yeah.
Oh, your hat's not quite on the lower lip there. Sorry. You're fired.
Yeah, and so that's where these young soldiers were fainting because it was 30 degree heat.
Oh, my God.
And they had this weight and this ginormous furry thing on their heads.
The most tragic photo was the poor guy playing the trombone who had just collapsed with the trombone in his hands, like the punchline of a sad joke.
Yeah.
Literally. Sorry, what were you saying, Penny?
So they also used to wear leopard, beaver and raccoon skin hats, but they've replaced them with faux fur.
Oh, good.
And in 2022, in January, Peter launched a petition calling on the Ministry of Defence to replace the bearskin caps, and they defended it, saying that it's actually better for the climate for them to be culling bears, and it would take more like energy to create faux fur ones.
Maybe they should just stop wearing the stupid hats. Have they thought about that?
Why do they need to appear taller at Buckingham Palace?
I'm going to need to see an IPCC report on those.
Yeah, exactly, on the bear hats.
Yeah.
Crikey. The more you know, Penny, the more you know.
It's crazy, eh? Like, I found it quite fascinating to find out about this. And it was, like, the fact that they wore them to look taller, it's just, like, so crazy to me. And 23 inches, like, is that, like, that's over half a metre.
Inhumanly tall.
As long as hat. What a ridiculous thing, eh? Just another reason to get rid of the monarchy, to be honest.
Yeah, totally.
Those poor guys. Thank you, Penny, for bringing us the bearskin hat this morning. Who knew it was actually a whole bear? Jeez. Have a really lovely rest of your day. It's nice to have you back. We will see you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep. That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.